Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
DSW semi-annual sale starts now. Twice a year, tons of deals, going fast. It's all or nothing. A designer shoe warehouse will give you something to brag about, like 40% off clearance in all DSW stores, or an extra 10% off clearance at DSW.com. Don't sleep on these savings. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. DSW, let us surprise you.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to Phillies Today. We are sitting here on a Thursday morning where Phils are coming off a loss, unfortunately, in a 5-3 L to Milwaukee. And we are sitting at the series now, 1-1 today. They're going to take on the Brew Crew. At 12:35, it'll be Taijuan Walker and Corbin Burnes. We'll get more into the matchup for today, today's rubber match to end the series. But the Phils have been hot. They have been hot since, you know, the beginning of June, and you know, they've really hit their stride. Even with certain guys, certain players not, you know, playing necessarily at their best, which is a good sign. And certain guys down, like Alvarado, Sir Anthony. And they're going to be important pieces down the stretch. So we'll get into that. But obviously, there's a few things that we really have to get into today. Bryce Harper at bat, very odd. I'm not going to go too much into it because I mean, there's not a whole lot to get into. There's not a whole lot surrounding it. There wasn't too much after the game from what I've seen, what I've read. Yes, he was sick, but not a whole lot to get into about the Bryce at bat, but we will mention it. We'll talk about it for a minute or two. Painful news, and I feel like we kind of knew this was coming, even the last couple of months as we've gotten updates about the young superstar, not superstar, I won't say that, but the young top prospect, Andrew Painter, a guy that was expected to slot into this rotation at some point this year and is not. The young, highly touted Phillies prospect, Andrew Painter, will undergo Tommy John surgery and will not be back until 2025. It sucks. The beginning in spring training, I could not wait in the offseason to see this guy, you know, potentially throw this year for the Fightins, and he's not. And it stinks, man. It really does stink. And I know, you know, 99% of you feel the same way, and so we're going to have to get into that. We'll hear some sound from Dave Dombrowski, you know, talking about the unfortunate news, and we'll give an explanation on certain things. So we will get to that as it pertains to Andrew Painter and the unfortunate news that we're going to get with or that we've gotten with Mr. Painter and him not being back until 2025. So we'll get to that. And then I'll give you my game takeaways from yesterday, and we'll preview, like I mentioned before, we will preview today's game, and we'll give you some bets to take. I haven't done that in a while. I feel like that's a, you know, never a bad idea to take some bets. I've already placed my bets, the ones I'm going to give you. Obviously, I always place those bets, so give those to you. And then we'll get to some news and notes as well, like we usually do. and a few things to update you guys on, and then we'll get to quickly around the league, especially around the NL East, to close out the show before the Phils take on the Brew Crew today, and then head off to Cleveland this weekend for a series where they hope to keep it going. I don't know if it's Progressive Field anymore. I don't even remember. I don't even know if it's Progressive Field or not. Last time I checked, oh, it was Progressive Field in Cleveland. I'll double check, but they're going to go there this weekend. So let's start off with, like I normally do, key moments and recap from yesterday's game. So we'll go to the top of the second. It was Christopher Sanchez on the mound for the Fightins. Top of the second, Blake Perkins hits a two RBI single to make it a 2-0 ball game in favor of the Brewers. And then Christian Yelich, later that inning, RBI double that would score Blake Perkins to make it a 3-0 game early on. And then bottom of the fourth, Nick Castellanos picking up where he's left off with his stellar season, even though he's been kind of cold as of lately, but it happens. He's a baseball player. These things happen. Can't stay hot all year round. He would hit a solo bomb, 3-1 game, bottom of the fifth. The Phils would tie it up on a Kyle Schwarber 2-RBI single that would score both Alec Bohm and Brandon Marsh. And then top of the seventh, William Contreras, the Brew Crew's catcher, would hit an RBI double that would score Blake Perkins. Blake Perkins scores again. He had a great game. That would be 4-3 lead for Milwaukee. They would not look back from there. And then the top of the ninth, William Contreras, once again, another RBI double that would score Joey Weimer. And the Brewers would wrap it up in the bottom of the ninth. Devin Williams strikes out Alec Bohm, who had Bryce Harper on third, and strikes out at the plate. Devin Williams gets the K there, and the Brewers win 5-3, and the series is all tied up at one as we head into the rubber match today, where we'll get Taijuan Walker and Corbin Burnes, former Cy Young Award winner, who's had a solid season at this point, but not the type of years he's had in recent years. So first thing I want to get to is the Bryce Harper at-bat. And you guys all know which one I'm talking about. It didn't really make any sense. He goes up there and looks at all six pitches, was it? This is against Hobie Milner, and he looks at all six pitches. I think that's how many it was. It was six. And he literally leaves the bat on his shoulder for almost every pitch. And if it wasn't on his shoulder, it was, I mean, he was just standing there. It looked like, I don't know, it looked like he just didn't care about the at-bat. There's, again, I feel like he's got to get asked about this at some point. I know I had read that, at least from what Matt Gelb said, he had 101 degree temperature. I guess that's a fever. So I don't know if that's anything to do with this, but he hit a single in the ninth inning. So I don't really know how to interpret this. I feel like a lot of us don't really know how to interpret this. I mean, there's not much to say here. I mean, if we'll see it maybe in coming games, does this have anything to do with the, is this connected to the first base thing at all? It seems, I mean, if at first he was going to play first base sometime this series, and now he's not going to play. It just all seems just a little bit weird. I don't really know how else to put it. I would love for any of you out there to tell me what you think about the situation. Again, you can, this isn't a sports radio show technically right here, so I can have you call in. But if you want to tweet me at @Rojas_media_, let me know what your thoughts were on the Harper at bat. I would love to know your take. Is there any speculation on what it really could be? I heard somebody say on the air last night for John Johnson's show, and they said, oh, well, maybe he's hurt. I don't know. I mean, well, obviously he's not 100% because of the elbow. He's probably not going to be for the rest of the season, at least. But if that's the case, then just arrest him. But like, I don't think that's the case. I don't really know how to interpret this. It's very weird, but we definitely have to mention it. One of the weirder things that I've seen just in Philadelphia sports lately. Recently, same freaking words. But you know what I'm saying. Same exact thing. Okay? So I don't know. I don't know what to think when it comes to this Bryce Harper at bat. So we'd love to hear from you out there. Again, Twitter at Rojas underscore media underscore. So, you know, Harper saw that single in the ninth, so it doesn't really make any sense. So moving on from the odd Bryce Harper at bat, let's get to game takeaways. So I only had really a couple of takeaways as it was, you know, it was a loss. It wasn't like the Phils got obliterated. It's not like they got lit up for 10 runs. And it's not like they had a huge game or it wasn't any walk-off. Nothing dramatic. It was just a loss, 5-3 loss. Just an average baseball game, it felt like. So how I looked at it was the first thing I took away was Christopher Sanchez continues to be good. And he makes you feel more comfortable about the rotation. Now, the rotation has just had its ups and downs this year. You know, you look at your Aaron Nolas, who has been the definition of up and down this year. Zach Wheeler, not as close to that definition, but still, he has been up and down this year. Taiwan Walker, literally down then up. You know, and lately he's just been kind of solid. And that's what you wanted. That's what you want out of your third and fourth starters. And then Ranger Suarez, same type of thing, but really been mostly good this year. Mostly good. And then the fifth starter we'd all been worried about. And, well, what's it going to do? Is it something we have to do with the deadline? I still think they should add another rotation piece just for depth. I think it would be smart. But it definitely makes you feel comfortable, especially at this point in the year, going into late July, to have Christopher Sanchez pitching like this right now. He gives you, what did he give you? Was it 6 innings, 3 earned? Let me just double check. It was 5 innings and 1 earned, right? 5 innings, 1 earned, 6 hits. I mean, that's more than what you're asking for. I mean, and I heard maybe it was Ben Davis or just in general. I think we all understand this. All you want from your fifth starter is for them to just keep you in it. You're not asking for them to have a peak Zach Wheeler start, and you don't obviously want them to have a horrible start, but you know they're going to have, I mean, every pitcher's going to have a horrible start every now and then, but you might expect more often than not for them to give you a below average start. But you're just asking to keep you in it, and Sanchez has been more than doing that, especially against Milwaukee. 5 innings, again, 1 earned. Like, I'm not, That's something that you got to be happy about. So he makes you feel a little more comfortable, especially, you know, in the next couple of weeks going into the deadline. Still think they need some rotation depth, but Sanchez definitely making you feel comfortable right now. But you obviously have to project a little bit for the rest of the year, especially if you're Dave Dombrowski, Rob Thompson, and the whole front office. So Sanchez continues to look good. That was my first takeaway. My second takeaway, the lineup. I don't, like, just look at the numbers. And I love Rob Thompson, but look at the numbers. Like, I think it's time to move Turner down the lineup, man. I think I'm almost there. I think I'm right there. I think Turner needs to move down in the lineup. Like, Castellanos, boom. Maybe even Stott. I'm still on Stott, moving Stott in front of JT, but like, just the numbers insinuate this year that they should be in the middle of your lineup because they're giving you the best opportunity to drive in runs, and that's what you're supposed to do in the middle of the lineup. But the thing about JT is, like, you look at this time last year, this is when he started to get hot. He really had a hot second half, and it's like, maybe you give JT another, like, 4 to 7 days in the middle of the lineup. Would he hit fifth this game? Harper hit fourth. Harper should not be hitting fourth. I still would like to move Harper to the second hole, especially when his on base and his average in general are just good this year. So I'd love to move him to the two hole. And I mean, his running scoring position this year are not good. I think you got to move them, Harper and possibly Real Muto, out of the middle line. Even if they did it now, I wouldn't even be mad. But boom, Castellanos, Stott should be in the middle of your lineup right now. Just like, I mean, runners in scoring position this game, 1-for-8, definitely played a part in them losing this game 5-3 to the Brew Crew. So those are my takeaways. And then I have to mention the Andrew Painter, Tommy John surgery, not coming back till 2025. And I'd kind of mentioned this in the open. I don't know how to feel about, like, you know, people are, oh, they should have shut him down. And I still kind of feel that way, that they should have shut him down, early on in April or even May. I mean, I don't know. Have the Phillies really had issues with their medical staff in the past? Like, I don't know. Like, right now, I'm sitting here thinking, like, they're not like the Philadelphia Eagles in the past who have had, you know, a lot of issues with that in the past. They don't give me those type of vibes, and I don't remember this team necessarily, you know, or the medical staff in general giving us those type of problems. So for Andrew Painter getting Tommy John at the point that he's getting it this season, I don't know. I don't know. I feel. I don't know really how I feel about it. I'm upset. I'm disappointed. I'm more disappointed than anything because I wanted Painter to. You know, I wanted to, as a Philadelphia fan, I wanted to see him. You know, in this rotation at some point, it would be nice for him in the second half to maybe contribute to the rotation, but. He's not, and we're not going to see him for a year and a half, and it stinks. It stinks as Phillies fans, and I'm sure even as baseball fans. I mean, look, I get excited when, you know, top prospects come up. When Adley Rutschman came up, when Gunnar Henderson came up, when I know his career has been kind of, you know, been injury ridden, but Michael Kopech, even when he came up with the White Sox, you know, a couple of years ago, like, I get excited for these things. So baseball fans in general, you know, to not see Andrew Painter come up when he's the top pitching prospect this year, it sucks. So we're not going to see Andrew Painter until 2025. And just wanted to play a few cuts here from Dame Dombrowski. This one was with Greg Murphy, and he spoke yesterday afternoon about Dombrowski's upcoming surgery. So, yeah, there was Dave talking about it with Greg earlier. And, again, like, I know Dombo was even excited because you know how Dombo is with his young pitching. You know, from the past. I mean, look, like, you go back to Verlander, Jeremy Bonderman, thought it didn't really work out, but, you know, bringing up young guys for Dombo, definitely something, like, he's known for. So I know Dombrowski was also excited, but we're not going to see him until 2025, and he'll be 22 then. He'll be 22. So, we're not going to see the 19-year-old. I mean, he's 19 now, or is he 20? I forget. I'm just going to double-check. I'm pretty sure Painter's 19, right? He's not turning 20 yet. Oh, he's 20. I'm sorry. Yeah, he turned 20 like the beginning of the season. But regardless, it was going to be exciting. It was going to be really exciting for Andrew Painter to come up. And we're not going to get to see him. We're not going to get to see him. So kind of stinks. And, you know, wish Andrew a speedy recovery. Wish him well, you know, throughout the whole process. Not a fun process. I mean, he wants to be out there selfishly and unselfishly. I'm sure he wants to help the Phils win some ball games, as he was expected to come up with the team at some point. And he's not going to be able to do that. And it stinks. But if you're, you know, if you're a Philadelphia fan, you're a Phillies fan, if you're anyone in the organization, you want the best for him. So we wish it would have been a couple of months ago, but I guess in the general terms, like, I mean, some guys miss a year and a half. So was it really going to matter if it was a couple of months ago? I don't know. He'll be ready for 2025. Looking forward to then, to 2025, when Andrew will be with the team. So, you know, we want the best for Andrew because he's important to the future of this team. And then let's preview today's game, and then we'll get you some news and notes and scores before we get out of here. So Corbin Burnes versus Taijuan Walker. Burnes has a 3.73 ERA and 19 starts. Strikeout percentage, lowest it's been since 2018 when he came into baseball. So he hasn't been as good this year. He did have a season high. He's coming off his best performance this year as far as strikeouts go. Season high 13 strikeouts at the Reds just 6 days ago on July 14th. And then Taiwan Walker on the other side, looking for more solid outings from your third or fourth best starter in the rotation. It's a 4 ERA in 19 starts last time against San Diego. 5 innings, 2 earned, 3 strikeouts against San Diego last time out. And then the bets to take for this game. Kyle Schwarber, plus 320 to hit a homer. He has 4 home runs in his last 7 games, 9 in his last 30. He has been hot slugging the baseball. So, you know, I would take plus 320 for him to hit a bomb. Would totally take that plus 320 to hit a Schwarber bomb. Maybe even lead off the game. I don't know. Lead off the game and hit a bomb. Taiwan Walker will be my other bet. Taiwan Walker, 6-plus strikeouts and fills to win. That's a plus 390. So, you know, Taiwan, again, expect a solid start and a Phils win. Come on, Phils win in the rubber match. And then Trey Turner, plus 1,200 to record 3-plus hits. I believe his numbers against Corbin Burns, it's like 7 at-bats. He has 4 hits, I think 1 double. Take it. Take the Trey Turner train has just been chugging along, and he doesn't have he's had a lot of up and down games this year, and I'll take an up game here, I guess, if that's even a thing. Plus 1,200 to record 3-plus hits. So I'll take that from Trey. And some news and notes before we get out of here. Sir Anthony Dominguez, he did have a second live bullpen session a couple of days ago on July 18th. He could begin a rehab assignment this weekend. I'm after throwing that bullpen session. Jose Alvarado, he did play catch yesterday, 60 feet. He's feeling better after receiving that cortisone shot way back on July 10th. So, and this is from their website. Topper said it's too early to know if his recovery this time will compare to the previous injury that he had earlier in the year. And then Josh Harrison, who, again, some of these guys are important to the depth. He's feeling better. Could be activated as soon as the soreness is gone with his right wrist contusion. He doesn't think he'll need a rehab assignment. So, you know, Josh Harrison, important for the depth of this team. So that's pretty much all I had for me for news and notes. And then let's just check for the scores around the league from yesterday, at least just in the NL East. I don't have much time to get to the rest of the league. But we will look at Miami. Important to note that for the wild card. Again, the Phillies aren't getting the NL East. So Cardinals beat the Marlins yesterday 6-4. And then we got the Mets beating the White Sox 5-1. Atlanta loses to Arizona 5-3. And then Washington loses 8-3 against those Cubbies. And looking at some of the standings, I'll update you on the wild card. That's the one we're most worried about. They do maintain that third wild card spot right behind San Fran and Arizona, both 54 and 42, with the 1.5 game lead in front of the Phils. Then Miami, half game back. Cincinnati, 2 games back. And then San Diego, 6.5 games back. And then in the NL East, we have Atlanta in front, 61-33, 52-43. Your Fightins, 9.5 back. Miami, 53-45, 10 back. The Mets, who suck, 54. Just kidding. Well, I'm not kidding, but I, for professional purposes, I'm kidding. 45-50, 16.5 back, 38-58. The Nats, who cares about the Nats? Because we know they're not going to be able to do anything this year. So Nats, last place there. So that's going to do it for me. Francisco Rojas. Follow me on Twitter at Rojas_media_. Follow me there. Let me know what you think about the Painter stuff, the Bryce at bat, how the Phils are going to finish out the month of July going into this Cleveland series. All that good stuff. So let me know. Francisco Rojas signing out. And make sure you check out Nick Earnshaw, Ben Kenny. They have some shows on now. I know Nick has Full Count. Ben, he has his show on Fridays as well. So check those out. We got the rotation going. So that's going to do it for me. Talk to you guys soon.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.